The Static Podcast is brought to you by the Hester Group, a law office with a 12-year proven track record of success. Now listen, if you've been involved in a serious car accident, you have injuries, your car is a wreck, you need to contact them because they can get you paid today. 314-652-4321. That's 314-652-4321. Tell them Stacy Static sent you, but remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely upon advertisement. Hey, welcome to the Static Podcast. I'm Stacy Static. And you know what? I love to highlight people who are doing amazing things. And of course, when they're doing amazing things and they're trying to encourage you and me to live our best lives. And today's guests are no different. I have Chris Hill and Andre Walker, the authors of The Refactor. I love it. Recharge, refuel, and rebrand. Redo. I love that. And welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Absolutely. So I read it on Andre's LinkedIn, and I was like, oh, authors of books, and they're trying to get us to do something with our lives. It's a 31-day inspirational devotional.
Yes.
So explain that to me, Andre.
Yeah. So we wanted to kind of create a book that millennials could follow. And not just millennials, I mean, it's really catered to all people, all walks of life,
right,
that they could follow and kind of get them back on track. We all know that it takes, you know, time to kind of build a habit. And so even though I think now it's like 60 days to build a habit, we wanted to give you a first 30-day start. So
okay.
We created this book. It starts off with a Devo, and then it kind of goes into a motivational push, and it gives you a chance to journal and actually set a goal for the day.
Okay, got you. Yeah. So what inspired this, Chris?
What inspired it? So honestly, the actual idea was all Dre.
Okay.
It was all Andre's idea. I believe he was at home when he originally, when the idea birthed in him. But I was, I kind of shared this at our release. I was already in the process of writing my own book.
Yeah. Okay.
And he brought to me this idea, and it kind of was the merging of the two.
Okay.
Because I was already kind of doing something on the more kind of devotional side anyway. And so just to kind of bridge those, and I was talking about just even how colliding those and just making two dreams one and bringing it together to make it happen. So that was honestly the inspiration for it. So
gotcha.
I got the good story, though.
Oh, okay. So what is the story? So I know that you're both of you are from St. Louis, born and raised, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. So you went away to school. And so what's your story?
Yeah. So the story kind of is, I guess it starts, I would say, in the college years, the real story starts. Kind of went off to college, Arkansas State, ran track, cross country down there. And, you know, the first year was pretty cool, pretty chill. Going into my sophomore year, life kind of changed for me. My grandma passed away. My dad was diagnosed with cancer.
Wow.
Of course, that caused me to you know, mess up in practice. And I was on the verge of losing my scholarship. And then also my grades. I had the lowest GPA of my life, 1.3 for that semester.
Oh,
which
no.
Was just like, yeah, just terrible. And so I kind of got into this place where I just had like no hope, no faith, didn't know what was next. What called my mom almost every day, said, hey, I'm out of here, I'm dropping out. And she just, you know, she said, hey, I need you to stay strong, you know. And she's a very, very strong, God-driven woman. And she said, hey, you know, she sent me some of these devotionals kind of to read. And so from there, you know, I kind of just got back on track, found a counselor, kind of got my mind together. And I knew that that was a phase that God was kind of taking me through some seasons. And so basically within that, I guess I was to finish the story, within that, I went on my junior year to kind of, the scholarship went down, but I was able to maintain my scholarship. You know, that next year and a half, my dad was not cancer free. And then I also was able to, in my senior year, graduate from Arkansas State with a GPA of 3.5. So got a chance to pull it back all together, but I know that it started through God. It started with God, and kind of brought us back to, you know, that point. And so we wanted to kind of give people that push and let them know, like, hey, you can, you know, be successful in whatever you do. That's just where it starts.
Gotcha. So that's what you just wanted to teach people, how you got through your dark moments.
Yes.
And you, I mean, obviously you said that it's for millennials, but anybody could use
anybody.
Obviously. But why do you think that, and you know, millennials, well, I won't say millennials, young people, adolescents, because that's who you're basically speaking to. You're speaking to adolescents, and that goes from anywhere with like 13 to like 25, they say. You don't grow out of adolescence until then. And they say that depression is very prevalent during those age groups. So what kind of information and what kind of tips would you have in there? Not to give away your book secret, but what's in there that'll help that age group?
Yeah, so it's actually kind of funny. that you mentioned that. So in 2012, I was a junior in high school, mm-hmm. and I was diagnosed with atypical depression. Mm-hmm. And just off of that factor alone, it was a lot of things that just over the course of that journey, trying to battle depression as an adolescent, as a high schooler, mm-hmm. Just period. There were a lot of things that you kind of hinge on to, in a sense. And so one of the things that the books talk about, which is one of my favorites, is just kind of knowing that worth part of you. And I think a lot of times it took people to tell me what they saw in me first for me to believe it.
Right.
And not necessarily that I didn't see it, I just didn't see the value of it. And so necessarily it's not that most people don't even know what it is that they are purpose to do or have a passion to do. Is that I have it, but I don't really know what to do with it.
Gotcha.
And so that's kind of some of the things that we highlight in the book. So now we addressed it for some that do have the question, what am I supposed to do? What is my passion? What I'm supposed to do with that thing that's burning, right?
All right.
And so we address that, but we also just kind of give those components of faith and purpose along the entire book.
Yeah.
So it's hard to generalize one specific thing, because it's like every day brings out something new.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
So
I didn't know. I guess that would be it. Like when you, especially like when you're in nearing the end of high school, your high school career, and you're just like, what am I supposed to do with my life? Where am I going? And yes. that really does. Then you start thinking, I should have paid attention when I was in eighth grade. I should have paid attention my freshman year. I should have paid attention. And you start getting depressed about the things that have happened. Then you suffer from anxiety thinking about the future. Yeah. You mm-hmm. get all freaked out. So this book will help you like calm down, write some things out, journal where you've been and where you might be going.
Yes.
So that's cool. All right. So this is a good book for everybody. Right. And where can they find The Refactor?
Yeah. So right now you can find it actually on both of our websites. We have pushempowerment.com. We have motivationwithdre.com. And then also it's on Amazon under The Refactor.
Okay. Got you. So where do you speak and where do you reach these young people who can help with this?
Yeah. So currently, Chris is the founder of the organization ManifestEL.
Okay.
I'm the co-founder. We have another co-founder, Larry.
Okay.
And so we speak to, you know, men of all men, all ages around St. Louis. And now that we are building out our social community, we actually are able to reach men from all over across the U.S.
Gotcha.
And hopefully eventually the world one day. And so we're always speaking to youth. We're actually going to be going on a speaking tour coming up. We have one of our assistants working on that right now. And so we're going to be going to different high schools and colleges, trying to reach them in those moments and spots that we felt like nobody was there
right.
to push that purpose into their life. So
gotcha. So I had some pictures from the Suave Walk. Is
yeah.
that what it is?
Operation Suave.
Operation yes. Suave. Okay, so explain this to me. Let's see these pictures, these photos. What is that, Chris?
Yeah, so Operation Suave was an idea that we actually conjured up in Andre's basement.
Yeah.
I had an idea.
Right.
I had an idea. I wanted to change the narrative and the stereotype of African American men.
Gotcha.
And it was so much happening. I was doing an event here. I had a friend who did not want to come to St. Louis because he still thought that St. Louis looked like the riot in Ferguson.
No. Did you tell him that was one block?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the depiction that he had was right. that was our city. And I was like, wow, so what have we been reflecting in the media to show something different? So we did an event where our goal was to get 100 men to come out of their most suave attire.
I love it.
That day, we had over 300 men
yes.
come out and represent. And it was all backgrounds, all professions. It was
nice.
Amazing.
Well, it looks nice. So all the brothers look clean, clean.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay,
I love that when we fly. Can't nobody yes. do it like us, boy. We put on their shoes and the man. What are you talking about? I love it. Are you going to do another event like that?
So that event is actually annual.
Okay.
So we did one this year, which was at Harris Stowe.
Okay.
And
when does it happen?
Great. So typically in the springtime.
Okay, gotcha.
Normally that April or May, depending mm-hmm. on what weekend it falls on.
Nice.
But yeah, so be looking out for us
okay.
for next year,
because
we want the city to come.
Well, you have to make sure you let me know about
yeah,
it so I can spread the word, because I want to be there. I want to see all the men all dressed up nice. That is nice. I like that. That's really good. So any other events you have planned?
We are planning on doing our event and trying to incorporate the refactor in it. It's called Inspire.
Okay.
And so Inspire is an event that we did last year. We're thinking about also making that an annual event where we mix music and motivation.
Gotcha.
We know those two just mix so well. And we had it last year. I think we had, over 300 to 500 people that came out to that. Yeah. And that was just amazing for the community. All people, all ages, from youth. We had a football team that just showed up and came out.
Nice.
All the way up to, just people all over the community. And so we plan on doing that event again. We don't have the date set, sometime in November. Okay. But when we get that date, we'll definitely share that with
nice.
You.
Nice. So both of you are from St. Louis. What high school?
I am from Gateway Institute of Technology.
Okay.
So formerly known as O'Fallon, but
right.
the old heads know that one.
We know Gateway too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And
McClure North High School.
Okay. All right. Well, look at that. St. Louis brothers doing mm-hmm. that thing. How did you all meet?
So I'm gonna tell this story.
Okay.
So, I launched Man Up in officially like 2017.
Gotcha.
And the second meeting that I wasn't gonna have, I wasn't.
Why?
The first meeting, I had a vision to get black men together, and I put it on Facebook, and I got all these hundreds of responses. Right. So I was so excited. Mm-hmm. I went to FedEx Kinko's. I made these stacks of copies.
Mm-hmm.
Came to the location, which was at the time Coffee Cart. Cartel.
Mm-hmm.
I was like waiting there, and like two people showed up, so I'm really excited now, right? And I'm waiting, so like 30 minutes passed by, still the same, like three of us. And I said, great, so all these hundreds of people that said they were for the movement didn't show up.
Right.
So I was like, yep, maybe God didn't call me to do it. Maybe this wasn't it. It was just a great idea, and that's
right.
all it was going to be. And so at the time, Larry, who was our other co-founder, he said, you know what, just give it one more try.
Mm-hmm.
Give it one more try.
Yeah.
And so I put our flyer out, and I believe it was at Cafe Napoli
mm-hmm.
and Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally was like, they really not showing up now. You got to buy food. The last time was just coffee.
Right.
But what to my surprise, it was like 30 guys
nice.
Who shot out the day. Andre was one of them.
Okay.
And we connected after that. And it was just kind of like the trust and the relationship grew.
Got you. So what was your vision about for Man Up St. Louis?
So
you just wanted to reach out to...
Yeah. So Man Up is a mentoring organization.
Gotcha.
So that's our main focus. So we go into spaces that lack that positive male role model, and we try to be that. We try to incorporate that. And we're the only organization in the city that does both youth mentorship and peer mentorship.
Gotcha.
We don't only do youth. We do we connect men with each other for
gotcha.
Mentors.
Yeah.
And so that, because that's a resource I think sometimes we stop at. Oh, you 18, so you can figure it out now. But sometimes men just need brothers
yeah.
to help them.
Like we said, adolescence doesn't end until 25, and we be lost.
Absolutely.
And going through stuff, and sometimes we just need to bounce off of people. And do you find that men just don't like to talk to each other? Like they just have a difficult time opening up? It's weird?
No, and that's exactly what we found out, and that's why we move to create a safe space for men to come in. Anytime someone comes to any of our Man Talk events that we have every fourth Monday or any of our just quarterly events, that we challenge the men to come speak, and I guess the activities that we have, they're there to provide the space for people to talk, you
right.
know, about things they don't want to talk about. Like our last Man Talk, you know, we talked about fatherhood, and for a lot of men, as you know, that was hard for a lot of African American men.
Yeah.
But we create that space. I mean, and we had men there wanting to connect with their fathers that they had never met, or wanting to just reach out and say and just forgive them for things that, you know, they didn't need to forgive for, and
yeah.
so. Creating that space has really helped a lot of men. I think, you know, even within our lives helped us, you know, within
gotcha.
Our walk. So,
man, I love this. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Andre, Chris, thank you so much for coming.
Yes.
Make sure you get the refactor, recharge, refuel, rebrand. You can pick it up on Amazon. And you said every fourth
Monday. We
okay.
have Man Talk.
Where is that?
And that is actually I can. I have it right
you
now.
Give me that info.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we definitely want to get that for you.
And so while he's getting the address, it's for people who do know, it's downtown at the St. Louis Public School Board of Education building.
Oh, okay.
And so that, I don't know if you
yeah,
have
the
address.
Yeah, so it's 801 North 11th Street, St. Louis, Missouri, 63101.
Okay, and what time does that happen?
And that happens at 6 p.m.
Okay. And that's
Monday.
Every man is invited.
Yeah.
And you, okay.
Yeah, provide food also.
Oh, yeah. That's how you get them, okay?
that's why sometimes I come though.
No. So what kind of activities do you do at that event?
Yeah, so I'll let you take that, Chris.
Well, so everyone is every man talk is different. We try to kind of mix it up because there sometimes we talk about what's happening relative to what's going on. So sometimes we talk about things that are trending. Sometimes we go to more serious issues like the past when we talked about fatherhood, defining what manhood is. And so everyone is a little different.
Right.
We've had events where we talked about love and relationships. How do men properly do that?
And I bet that's an interesting conversation.
Oh, that was. But,
man, these girls be tripping.
it was so great, though. And so it's just such a dynamic of different things that we found out, like, and what the beauty of it, you talk about one thing, something else pops up in the middle of conversation.
Of course.
And you're
yeah.
like, and now we got to do that. And so
yeah.
it's ever changing. And so you just, the best way to experience is to honestly come out and just join in the community, join in the conversation.
Got you. And where can everybody reach you both on social media?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm all things Motivational Dre on all social media. So okay. Motivational Dre.
Motivational Dre.
Yes. And I am the purpose.pusher on Instagram. So y'all come and get y'all daily push. And I'm just Chris Hill on all other social media platforms.
All right. And when I love the work that you guys are doing, keep doing the great work. Keep reaching our brothers at all ages to let them know that they're not alone, because I think that's most important. And, you know, when we look like us, we need all the help we can get. So I love it. Make sure you pick up the book, though. I think I might need to write through. It's not just for men, huh?
No, it's for everybody. No.
The Refactor, Recharge, Refuel, Rebrand, a 31-day inspirational, devotional. Chris Hill, Andre Walker, make sure you pick it up. And thank you so much, guys, for coming to the Static Podcast. You're so very welcome. All right, that is our show today. You make sure you go and check out my guy Sterling over there at Shay's Donut Shop. It's right there, 1015 North Grand. Make sure you holler at them, get some delicious donuts, great food, all of that right there. You can pick up lunch, and it's right by Veterans Hospital over there on Grand. And until next time, I will talk to you later. Have a great Tuesday. Bye.